Rocky Sickman was in a position to change the course of U.S. history. If he had pulled the trigger on his weapon, perhaps the last 3-plus decades of American involvement overseas would be far different. That important moment is today's American Country Sock, brought to you by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
On the morning of November 4, 1979, Marine security guard Rocky Sickman had just gotten off duty and was walking to the motor pool gate at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran.
Over top of my head was a camera to the front gate. It had recall, which means report back immediately. And a demonstration was there, just like it had been for the last 2 weeks. Although when I turned, they all started coming over the wall.
Rocky ran for the front door of the embassy, where he saw one of the other Marine security guards preparing to lock the doors to protect the people, property, and documents inside.
He was closing the door, kept it open long enough for me to get in, closed it and put a big bar down to where nobody could get in, nobody could get out.
The Iranian army had provided security outside the walls in prior days, but on November 4th, they simply melted into the crowd, allowing the surge of people to scale the walls.
I regretted not ever going against my direct orders, because our orders were stand down, don't fire, don't antagonize, help was on the way. Well, help never arrived.
Rocky and the other guards eventually went to the top of the building, but they learned it would be 18 hours before the possibility of help could arrive.
We were told to give ourselves up, which, you know, as a Marine, it was very hard to swallow. And trust me, for the next 30 days, as we sat, not allowed to speak, tied, again, that thought of that morning, how you had your finger on the trigger of a sawed-off shotgun. You just wish that you would have pulled that trigger.
It was the beginning of 444 days Rocky and 51 others would be held hostage in Iran. We'll have more with Marine and former Iran hostage, Rocky Sickman, next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.